Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. I'm so corny. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. You can also head over to our website, selfcareirl.com, to sign up for our exclusive membership community, which is filled with gems that I have curated just for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So, let's get right into today's episode. I actually ended a friendship not too long ago because she kept insulting me and then like adding LOL at the end and then like had the audacity to scream, "Well, you know my intent." Sis, intent hardly ever matters when you've impacted someone in a negative way. That's just fact. The words you use when you express yourself have a huge impact on those around you. And I know I am not alone. We've all met an individual or individuals who seem truly unaware of how their words affect others. And if you're being honest, maybe you are that person at times, right? Maybe you want to mend a few fences that you've inadvertently put up in your life, or maybe you're deep into your wellness journey and you just want to make sure that you're always using, you know, supportive healing language. Whatever the case is, in today's episode, we're going to explore some wonderful words to use often and generously. These terms usually make others feel really good, and they will go a long way towards mending any broken relationships that might require a little fixing. One phrase I think that we really undervalue is, "I'm listening." We really think that we are good multitaskers, and that's a whole entire lie, right? I hate when I FaceTime someone and they are cooking dinner, writing a research paper, and then feeding the dog. Girl, just say you is busy and call me back. We are so not good at talking and doing and listening. But the best thing that you can do for people that you care about is to stop what you're doing and switch your attention solely to them, even if it's just for 10 minutes. Be sure to add the actionable language, "I'm listening," or it really doesn't count. But doing and saying this will make them feel like they really matter to you. So I actually lied. Saying "I'm sorry" might be the most undervalued phrase that we really don't use enough, in my opinion. One of the most healing things you can do for yourself and another person is to just say "I'm sorry." Even if you have been stubborn in the past and you've avoided saying it, girl, try it out a few times. I promise it don't hurt. Even if the other person is a little slow to accept or respond to your apology, it will feel like you're wiping your slate clean of the errors you've made. Also, when your apology is truly sincere, it will encourage you to be more conscious of your words and actions in the future. Honestly, I might lie a few times because I think they're all very undervalued words. But how often do you actually say, "I forgive you"? Getting to the point of forgiving someone can take a lot of time and some really deep soul searching. However, when you can truly accept and forgive your people, You are freed from the weight of hurt, resentment, and anger. It's a humbling yet positive experience to forgive others for something they did that upset you. It released the bad experience out into the universe for cleansing. And now you have the power to mend an important relationship by using three simple words. I forgive you. When you feel confident, you feel like you can do it all. And who says you can't? Whether you're running, biking, doing yoga, swimming, or just sitting on your couch, Girlfriend Collective has clothes you feel your best in no matter what you're doing. Whether you need compression or comfort, they make cute and comfortable bras, leggings, shorts, tanks, tees, swimsuits, and more. And their sizing is inclusive, ranging from extra, extra small to a 6X. They use recycled materials to make their clothing, and their shipping is also 100% recyclable. Girlfriend Collective also has a garment take-back program called ReGirlfriend. So once you're done loving on your pieces a long time from now, of course, send them back to be upcycled into a new girlfriend gear. Join the collective today. For listeners of our show, Girlfriend Collective is offering a first-time customers $25 off purchases of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/TY. That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/TY. Once again, that's girlfriend.com/TY. I think this next one might be my personal favorite because I say it a lot to my people, and it's, I appreciate you and what you do. I try to think often about how freaking great I feel when my family and friends verbally express that they appreciate how I love them. When you tell others that you appreciate them, they see that they've been noticed, that you've noticed them and what they do for you. If you want to start healing those less than satisfactory relationships, add this simple sentence every once in a while. You know, I really appreciate you. And make sure that when you do it, you sound sincere, that you are sincere, and then use it often. This next one is real simple. When I'm having a good kiki with my girlfriends, my best friend, and they share a new goal, I make sure I always say really enthusiastically, like, I know you can do it. You have to directly express your confidence in someone because that actually boosts their confidence. And girl, who don't like a little free gas in their tank? I mean, when you hear that someone else really believes that you can also achieve something, doesn't it make you believe more in yourself? I mean, you gotta do the same thing for others. 30 million women are impacted by weakening or thinning hair. If you're among them, know that you are not alone and there is a solution that you can trust to deliver results. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the 5 root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. As Nutrafol's powerful ingredients bring your body back into balance, you may also notice improvements to your overall well-being, including a more restful sleep, less stress, and better skin, nails, and libido. When you subscribe, you'll receive automatic monthly deliveries so you never miss a dose. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code TY to save $15 off your first month's subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol, spelled Nutrafol. That's Nutrafol.com. Use the promo code TY. This last one might hold the most weight, but it can be really hard to say, depending on how your inner child is set up. But how often do you tell your people, I love you? Our time on this earth is so fleeting. So you really want to cherish the relationships that are close to you. Using caring and supportive words often will only build stronger and healthier relationships. So saying I love you is probably the most emotionally supportive and caring words you can say to someone. When a loved one is having a tough day or just for no reason at all, these spoken words can bring warmth and joy and solace. When you say I love you, it's a simple expression that transmits so much. Your connection is immediately strengthened. Using the language of mending feelings each day can be one of the most soothing and supportive habits you can build. Speaking words like I'm listening, I'm sorry, and I forgive you really does heal. Saying I appreciate what you do, or I know you can do it, and I love you can change someone's mood almost instantly. So try it today. Share your love and your joy for life by using language that mends and uplifts the souls of those you care about. I promise you that your kindness will be returned to bring you even more happiness. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so incredibly grateful for our community. Thank you for leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thanks to those of you who are faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. I really appreciate you. I hope that you enjoyed and loved this episode. If you did, please do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you're listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, like we go together or something. So go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so that you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Sunday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so that we can keep the conversation going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me. I am at Ty Alexander and at Self Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening to me today. And until next time, toodles.